请我们打开马太福音第二章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 2. Matthew chapter 2.
我们从第一节读到十二节。
We'll read from verse 1 to verse 12. We'll first read in Chinese and then later we'll read in English.
当洗礼完的时候，耶稣身在犹太的伯利恒，有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷，说那生下来做犹太人之王的在那里，我们在东方看见他的心，特来拜他。洗礼完听见了，就心里不安，耶路撒冷合成的人也都不安。他就召集了祭司长和民间的文士，问他们说，基督诞生在何处？他们回答说，在犹太的伯利恒，因为有先知记着说，犹大地的伯利恒啊，你在犹大诸城中并不是最小的，因为将来有一位君王要从你那里出来，牧养我以色列民。当下希律暗暗地招了博士来，细问那星是什么时候出现的，就差他们往伯利恒去，说你们去仔细寻访那小孩子，寻到了就来报信，我也好去拜他。他们听见王的话就去了，在东方所看见的那星忽然在他们前头行，直行到小孩子的地方，就在上头停住了。他们看见那星就大大欢喜，进了房子看见小孩子和他母亲玛利亚，就伏伏拜那小孩子，揭开宝盒，拿黄金乳香没药为礼物献给他。博士因为在梦中被主指示不要回去见希律，就从别的路回本地去了。
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them, where the Christ was to be born. In Bethlehem in Judea, they replied, for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler, who will be the shepherd of my people Israel. Then Herod called the Magi secretly and find out from them the exact time and the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find them, report to me so that I too may go and worship him. After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their journey by another route.
主耶稣基督诞生的事情在圣经上记载在马太福音第一章第二章和路加福音第一章第二章。
The birth of Jesus, its recording was recorded in Matthew chapter 1 and 2, and also in Luke chapter 1 and 2.
路加特别记载到玛利亚如何的从圣灵感孕。
And Luke was recorded that how Mary was moved by the Spirit.
并且路加就记载哪一天晚上主耶稣基督如何的诞生。
And then in the book of Luke, it recorded on that evening how Jesus was born.
马太就特别记载耶稣的族谱。
And Matthew recorded the genealogy of Jesus.
也是记载约瑟如何的接玛利亚一同到伯利恒去。
And also recorded how Joseph took Mary to go to Bethlehem.
以后就特别记载在东方的几个博士要来朝拜主耶稣基督。
Then he wrote down how the Magi from the East came to worship this Jesus.
今天我的信息就是在马太福音第二章第一节第二节。
Today my message will be coming from Matthew chapter 2 verse 1 and 2.
这里说当希律王的时候耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷说那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里我们在东方看见他的心特来拜他
Here it said After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea During the time of King Herod Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and askedWhere is the one who has been born king of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him.
在这里我们就是注意到这一颗的星。
Now let's look at this star.
我们也注意到这几个博士他所寻找的王。
And also the king that this few magi was looking for.
我们也看到这几个博士他如何的敬拜爵位的圣婴
And how these few magi was worshipping this holy child
路加和马太都同时的记载说耶稣所诞生的时候是什么时候
Both Luke and Matthew they recorded the time that when Jesus was born
路加就记载说当该撒雅古施主的时候
And Luke mentioned that he was born in Caesar Augustus' time.
那是当时罗马帝国统治地中海沿岸的国家。
And this is at the time the country where the Roman Empire have control over the Mediterranean area.
可以说凯撒雅古斯都是一个非常英明的皇帝。
This Caesar Augustus is a very, very talented king.
在哪一个时候可以说当时的他所谓罗马的世界是一个太平的世界。
At that time, the Roman Empire was a peaceful empire.
交通是非常的发达。
The transportation was very, very good.
他统治罗马44年。
He ruled over Rome for 44 years.
我们就看到我们的神就预备了这一个时候让主耶稣诞生在犹太的伯利恒。
And God had used this time for our Lord Jesus to be born in Bethlehem.
但是马太记载另外一个时间。
But Matthew also recorded another time.
这一个时间乃是说到在犹太的地方有一个王名叫希律。
And then he wrote down, at that time there's a king called Herod.
这一位的希律是曾经受过罗马议会的册封成为哪一个犹太的王
And this King Herod was proclaimed king by the Roman Empire
他可以说也是一个非常能干的王
He's also a very talented king
他可以为做了犹太人讨好犹太人他就建了46年建造了哪一个圣殿
Because he wanted to please the Jews he used 46 years to build this temple
但是他是一个非常残暴的一个王
But he's also a very cruel king.
他杀了他两个妻子，杀了他的亲生的儿子。
He had killed his two wives and also his son.
他死的时候，人都知道说希律是非常残暴的。可能他死的时候，很多人高兴。
And people know at that time that he was very cruel. When he died, people were overjoyed.
所以他就把犹太的几百个领袖都杀了。
And he killed a lot of leaders at that time also.
让这许多人能够为他流眼泪。
so that these people can shed tears for him also.
所以凯撒亚古斯宾有一句话说，宁可做那个希律家里的狗，不愿意做希律家里的儿子。
So Caesar Augustus has said that rather to be the dogs in the King Herod's house, but not his son.
我们的主耶稣是生在哪一个时候？
And our Lord Jesus was born at this time frame.
一个和平的王生在一个非常残暴的王的手下。
The king of peace, but yet was born in a king of cruelty.
但是这里就告诉我们说，耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒。
And it was said that Jesus was born in the Bethlehem in Judea.
我们的主耶稣虽然他是神，但是他却是穿上了人的衣服。
Our Lord Jesus, even though he's God, but he had put on the clothes of man.
他是生在时间的里面，生在空间的里面。
He was born in time and also in space.
所以使徒保罗在加拉太书第四章第四节就说一句话说。
So Paul in Galatians chapter 4 verse 10 he said,
他说及至时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法之下。
So he said, when the time is fulfilled that this son was born a virgin and then born of under the law.
而我们的主耶稣是一个无限的神。
Our Lord Jesus is unlimited.
他却是生在一个有限的时间的里面。
But he was born in a finite time frame.
生在一个有限的空间的里面。
On a finite space.
并且他是生在律法之下。
And he was born also under the law.
为什么他要生在律法之下？
Why does he have to be born under the law?
他乃是要把律法以下的人赎出来。
Because he wants to redeem for those who are under the law.
让我们可以得着了儿子的名分。
So that we can have the name of sonship.
这是马太特别的在这里看给我们，开头就说到他是生在时间和空间的里面。
So Matthew recorded that he was born under the time and space.
但是在这个时候，有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷。
So there's several magi from the east. They came to Jerusalem.
他现在就来问说，那生下来是做犹太人的王，他是在哪里？
Then he was asking, where was the king of the Jews that who was born?
他说我们在东方看见他的心。
They said, we saw the star in the east, so we have come here to worship him.
让我们第一个先想到哪一颗星。
Let's first focus on this star.
以后我们就想到哪一个王。
Then we can think about this king.
以后我们就想到哪一个的敬拜。
Then we can think about the worship.
在圣经里面，我们可以看到星有特别的意思。
In the Bible, we can see that the star has a special meaning.
在创世纪第一章14节到18节，神造天体的时候，造了太阳，造了月亮，造了星宿，乃是要做记号，定界令。
And we saw that in Genesis, when God made the sun, the moon, and the stars, that this is for a sign to mark the seasons.
所以这一个看见星的时候，我们就知道说。 有一个记号。
So when we see the star, we know that there is a sign there.
哪一个记号的后面有一个特别的意义。
And behind the sign, there is a special meaning.
这个星也是一个表征。
And this star is also a representation.
它乃是一个表明某一件的事情。
To represent something that happened.
或者它要表明某一个人。
Or maybe to represent a certain person.
这个星也是一个预兆呢。
And also a prophecy.
我们常常看到天象的时候，就知道天气如何。
And with the sign that we know that this what the weather will be.
这一个星也是给人一个盼望。
And also this star gives us a hope.
当我们夜晚的时候，夜晚四更天最黑的时候，我们若是看见那个东方出来一颗明星的时候。
So at the middle of the night, if we can see this bright star in the darkness,
我们就知道说，太阳一定会出来。
We know that the sun will come out.
这个星也是一个引导。
And also this star is also a guidance.
特别航海的人或者是捕鱼的人, 他们常常是看哪个新的位置, 认识哪一个方向。
Especially the sailors and the fishermen, they use star to so that they recognize the direction they're going.
但是几个博士就来到耶路撒冷说, 我们在东方看见他的心。
But this few magi said that we saw this star from the east.
在东方看见他的心, 不一定说一定是出于东方的。
They saw the star in the east, not necessarily meaning the star coming from the east.
或许是在东方, 或许是在西方,
maybe it's on the east, or maybe it's on the west.
但是他是在东方的地方看见哪一颗星。
But they saw the star on the east side.
这许多的博士到底是谁?
So who are these few magi?
有的人就说只有三个博士。
Some said there are only three.
因为他所献的礼物是黄金、乳香和没药。
Because what they have given up, gift to Jesus is
但是圣经并没有指定说是只有三个博士。
But the Bible never really say that there are only three magi.
圣经里面告诉我们是有几个博士。
And the Bible just tells there are a few magi.
所以你们有没有看到一个影片，或者看到一个故事说第四个博士？
So I don't know if you have seen the movie or book that says the fourth magi.
但是有人说有七个。
But some said there are seven.
有人说有十二个。
And some said there are 12.
但是这个东方的博士到底是在哪一个地方？
But these magi from the east, where were they born?
有的人说是从巴比伦来的。
Some said they might come from Babylon.
因为当以利曾经在巴比伦做过尼布加尼撒的宰相。
Because Daniel had been the prime minister for Nebuchadnezzar.
他一定把那个摩西的五经，最少先知以赛亚的书、跟耶利米的书、跟弥迦的书带到巴比伦去。
So he had took the five book of Moses and some of the prophecy book to Babylon.
但是有人说这几个博士是从马代波斯来的。
And some said that this few magi may be coming from Persia.
因为马代波斯以后请退了巴比伦以后，他就立当以理做哪一个全国的主理。
Because when Persia taken over Babylon, they set Daniel to be the prime minister.
并且这大力物王是非常的敬畏神的。
And then this king Darius, he's a devoted.
以后我们看到亚达士四王就放这许多的犹太人回到原来的地方去。
He was the one who released that this Israel can go back to their own country.
那有人就说，当以理在波斯开了一个神学院。
And some said that Daniel has set up a seminary in Persia.
我想可能是或者读圣经的学校。
Maybe a school that you would study the Bible.
很多这许多的有智慧的人，愿意知道天文地理的，这许多的有学问的人，都愿意读旧约圣经。
And those many scholars, they want to study astrology and different things. They want to read this Bible.
最少是摩西五经、以赛亚书和那个弥迦书，还有耶利米书。
Especially the five book of Moses, Isaiah. And Micah and also Jeremiah.
所以这许多的真的愿意寻求真理的人，他们读了圣经以后，他们也看见了哪一颗的星的出现。
So those who have read the Bible, they also understand that the star had appeared.
他们读到民数记第24章17节跟19节的时候。
When they read to Numbers chapter 24 from verse 17 to 19.
这乃是一个巴兰的先知，本来巴勒摩亚的王要请巴拉的先知来咒诅以色列人。
This is concerning the prophet Balaam, and he was hired from Moab to curse Israel.
但是巴兰却是神拦阻他，不说咒诅的话，却说祝福的话。
But God stopped him from cursing Israel, but rather he blessed Israel.
所以在民数记第24章就记载这一句话。
So in Numbers chapter 24, there was this recording.
他说我看他学不在现时。
He said, I see him, but not now.
我望学不在近虑。
But I behold him, but he was not near.
他说有星出于雅各，有杖出于以色列。
He said there was a star that will come out from Jacob, and a scepter will rise out of
Israel. 以后在19节说，因为出于雅各的必掌大权。
And then later on, from verse 19, the one that comes from Jacob will have the authority.
所以他们就渴慕说，有一个救主，有一个君王要出来。
So they are longing for a savior and a king to come out.
当这一个救主，这个君王还没有出来的时候，一定有一颗的明星要出现。
But before the king and the savior appear, there will be a star to come out.
我们知道哪一颗星出现。 先出现，以后太阳才出来。
We know that the star will come out first before the sun will come out.
这个叫做明亮的晨星。
And this is called the bright morning star.
当哪一个明亮的晨星出现的时候，我们就知道说哪个太阳要出来了。
When we see the bright morning star had come out, we know that the sun will follow.
在圣经所预言的哪一个明亮的星出现的时候，哪一个君，哪一位的君王，哪一位的新郎，如同太阳，就要出来了。
When it was recorded that this bright morning star is coming out, we know that the bridegroom will come out.
他们按着这样的，从神的话语的里面，所以他们看到哪一颗的明星。
So from this word of God, they saw this bright morning star.
所以他们就从巴比伦或许是麻袋波斯。
So they came from Babylon or Persia.
也有人说印度也有着许多的智慧人参加。
And some said there may be some wise men from India.
甚至也有人说当时中国也有人过来。
Even some people said there are wise men from China.
我并没有研究到底他有什么根据。
I don't have not studied what kind of foundation they have.
但是总知道有很多的人看见哪一颗星出现的时候，他们就到耶路撒冷去寻找爵位的，那生下来做犹太人的王。
But when they saw the star, they came and to Jerusalem to search for this king.
所以他来到耶路撒冷，就问他们说：“那生下来做犹太人的王在哪里？”
So when they came to Jerusalem, they asked, where is the one who has been born king of
the Jews? 他说,
he said, we saw his star in the east, we have come to worship him. So when Herod heard this, he was disturbed.
他说,
and the whole Jerusalem was with him.
所以希律就召了许多的祭司长和民间的文士来。
So Herod called all the chief, people's chief priests and the teachers of the law together.
他就问他们说, 基督诞生在何处?
And he asked them where the Christ will be born.
他们就很快地就回答说, 他翻开弥迦书第5章第2节说, 基督诞生在犹太的伯利恒。
They quickly replied, turning to Micah 5:2, they said, the Christ will be born in Bethlehem in Judea.
因为曾经圣经这样的记载,
because it was recorded in the Bible.
他说犹大地的伯利恒啊，你在犹大诸城中并不是最小的。
He said, Bethlehem, you are not small among the clans of Judah.
因为将来有一位君王要从你那里出来。
Because out of you will come for me one who will be the ruler of Israel, to be ruling over Israel.
所以希律听到这样的话语的时候，就暗暗再去找博士来。
So when Carol heard this, then he secretly got the Magi together.
他就问博士们说，那星是什么时候出现的？
So he asked the Magi, when would be the exact time that this bright star
我想今天我们还是有很多人要去查问说，到底这一颗星是什么时候出现的？
I think many of us will also want to find out when would be the exact time that this star
我想特别是许多的研究天文的， 他们特别注意到这样的事情。
Especially those who study astrology, they want to study that.
一直到了 17世纪的时候， 有一个天文学家名叫Kepler。
And until the 17th century, there's an astrologist called Kepler.
他那个时候就发现到木星有一度那个在主前七年的时候有木星和土星集合在一起。And
he find out that in around that time the Jupiter and Saturn had come together.
以后到了主前五年到两年的当中这两颗星惨惨地汇合在一起。
And it's between 5 and 7 BC, those two stars seem to be coming together.
但是 Kepler 觉得这不是一个证据, 就是哪一颗星。
And Kepler said, this is not a proof that this is this star is the star.
他说一定有一个神的特别的作为能够显明一颗明星让这许多博士们看见来寻找耶稣。
There must be special work of God so that this magi can see the bright star so that they can come search for Jesus.
以后到了主后386年、388年，有一个金蛇很非常会讲道的一个弟兄。
And then when it comes to 386 AD, there's a famous preacher then.
传道人名叫John Chrysostom.
And his name is John Chrysostom.
他在讲那个马太福音的时候，他就说不是普通的一颗星。
When he was preaching on Matthew, he said it's not just a normal star.
他觉得也不是哪一个土星跟木星的汇合。
And he said it's not because the Jupiter and Saturn had come together.
他就说到神可以用自然的方法可以引导启发人。
And God can use the natural method to reveal to man.
但是神也可以用超自然的方法来启示人。
And God can also use supernatural method to reveal to man.
他说这一颗星乃是神特别的作为。
He said this star is a special word from God.
他就引导那个以色列人出埃及的时候。As
he was guiding the Israel out of Egypt.
在出埃及13章记载说以色列人从以堂那个起营的时候。And
in Exodus it recorded when the Israel day, when they leave the camp.
神就白天用云柱，夜间有火柱带领他们。
In the day, there's a pillar of clouds, and in the night, there's a pillar of fire to guide them.
他说白日有云柱，夜间有火柱，引导以色列人的路程。
And during the day, there's the pillar of cloud, and during the night, there's a pillar of fire just to guide the Israel.
所以这几个博士乃是神特别的来带领他们。
So this few magi have a special guidance from God also.
或许是很多的天使在一起来带领他们。Maybe
a lot of angels come together to guide them.
或许是圣灵如同当年带领以色列人用火柱、云柱引导他们。Or
maybe similar to as the years that when God led the Israel out. Using the pillar of clouds and pillar of fire.
因为我们看到哪一颗星豁然以后又出现。
Because we saw that this star appeared suddenly.
以后第十节就说到他们看见那星就大大的欢喜。
Then in verse 10 it said when they saw the star they were overjoyed.
并且这一颗星带领他们执行到小孩子所在的地方。
Especially this star had guided them to the place where the child was born.
这一颗星那真是一个明亮的晨星。
And this star is really the bright morning star.
告诉我们说哪一个基督要出来。
It tells us that the Christ will come.
同样我们今天也是一直等候哪一颗的明亮的晨星再一次的出现。
Today, similarly, we're waiting for this bright morning star to appear.
在我们的时代的里面，最关心的就是主耶稣再一次的来到地上。
And what we have concern here today on this earth is that our Lord Jesus will come again.
要建立他的国度。
To establish his kingdom.
是我们务必要在神的话语的里面要非常的注意。
So we need to pay attention in the words of God.
所以彼得在彼得后书第一章第九节说了这样的话。
So Peter, in 2 Peter, he said in chapter 1 and verse 9,
他说你们必有先知更确的预言。
He said you will have a more accurate prophecy from the prophet.
如同灯照在暗处。
Like the lamp shining on the darkness.
我们若是在预言上留意。
If we pay attention to this revelation,
只等到天发亮，晨星在你们的心里出现。
Until the light comes, that this bright morning star appear in your heart.
这才是好的。
And then this is good.
感谢神。
Thank God.
有时候我们觉得人生没有道路。
And sometimes we feel that we have no way to go.
我们觉得这个世界上尽都是黑夜。
We thought that this whole world is all darkness.
但是感谢神，神借着先知的预言和主耶稣使徒们的话语
But through the revelation of the prophet and the word of our Lord Jesus
乃是如同灯照在暗处
It's like a lamp shining in the darkness
我们有一个光
And we have this light
这一个光乃是照在暗处
And this light is shining in the darkness
我们若是把在神的话语上留意
If we pay attention to the word of God,
一直要把哪一个神的话语成了我们心内的内心的里面的晨星出现。
Like the word of God will become in our heart like the bright morning star.
彼得说这是好的。
And Peter said, this is good.
弟兄姊妹我们这半年以来都是一直的在读神的话语。
In this half year, brother and sister, we've been reading the word of God.
我希望我们读神的话语不是单单要增加我们的知识而已。
I pray that when we read the word of God, it's not just to increase our knowledge.
或许我们只在哪个字义上有造就。
Or we are just helped in the word itself.
但愿我们能够把神的话读到我们的心里。
May we read the word of God into our hearts.
让我们里面的哪一个晨星出现。
So that this bright morning star will come.
让我们能够看到我们所相信的绝位的基督。
So that we can see the Lord Jesus that we believe in.
我想这是哪一颗心对你我的意义。
And this is the meaning of this bright morning star to you and I.
第二个我们要看到这几个博士所要寻找的哪一位的王
And now we want to see the Magi was looking for the king
我们已经看到民数记第24章第17节19节已经看到有一个掌权的
We have seen from Deuteronomy there is one who will be had authority
这一个心跟哪一个君王掌权的连在一起。
And this star and the one who's ruling are connected together.
我们在旧约的圣经的里面，一直若是我们读摩西五经的时候，我们一直的看到神应许有一位的君王，有一位的弥赛亚要从亚伯拉罕的后裔出来。
From the book of Moses, we have learned that there will be a king that will come out. From the descendants of Abraham.
他在创世纪第十七章第四节第六节应许亚伯拉罕说：“你要做多国的父。”
In Genesis 17 from verse 4 to verse 8 said, "You'll be the father of many nations."
君王要从你而出。
A king will come out from you.
以后他又应许撒来说：“你要做多国的母。”
And then he promised to Sarah that you will be the mother to many nations.
他说君王要从你而出。
The king will come from you.
以后我们就看到这个应许就到了雅各那个。
And later on this promise had come to Jacob.
雅各当他从巴旦亚兰回到哪一个以色列的时候他就到了伯特利。
When Jacob came back from Aaron to Bethany,
到了伯特利的时候，他就筑了一座堂，求告耶和华的名。
At that place, then he built this altar to ask for the name of God.
这个时候，神就向雅各显现。
And at this time, God revealed to Jacob.
他说, 我是全能的神。
He said, I'm the king of all authority.
他说,
you are to multiply.
将来有一族和多国的民要从你那里出来。
There will be a clan and many nations will come from you.
并且有一个君王要从你而出。
And a king will come from you.
以后我们就看到就应许给大卫。
And then this promise continued on to David.
我们就以后就看到以赛亚就预言到爵位的弥赛亚。
And then Isaiah will prophesy about this Messiah.
那弥迦先知也预言到爵位的君王爵位弥赛亚乃是要生在伯利恒。
And then the prophet Micah also prophesied that this king will come from Bethlehem.
那我们以后看到虽然以色列人被掳，但以理就是在王宫的里面。
We saw that even the Israel was captive, but then Daniel was in
palace. 以斯帖就在加巴卢河边。And
then Ezekiel was in this by this river.
也可以说当以理是在王宫的里。And
we can say that Daniel is in the palace.
以斯帖就在民间。
But Ezekiel was among the people.
他们两个先知都预言到将来这位弥赛亚要诞生。
And both prophets have prophesied that this Messiah will be born.
所以十几个博士他们精通了那个摩西五经和以赛亚先知、耶利米先知、但以理先知和以西结先知的预言。
So this field magi had learned the book of Moses and some of the prophet books like Daniel, Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel.
他们就来到耶路撒冷要寻找这位掌权的。So
they came to Jerusalem to look for this, the one who would rule.
神常常借着哪一个自然向我们说话。
God usually will use the nature to speak to us.
神也是借着 特别的事情向我们说话。
Sometimes he will use special incident to speak to us.
神特别的乃是借着先知的预言向我们说话。
And also he will use the prophecy from the prophets to speak to us.
到了最后, 神乃是要借着我们的主耶稣基督向我们说话。
And finally he will speak to us through our Lord Jesus Christ.
我想一切都是集中在 爵位的弥赛亚的身上。
And all was focused on this Messiah.
他乃是掌权的。
He's the one who will be ruling.
他乃是万王之王。
He's the King of Kings.
不单是宇宙万物要告诉我们说他是万王之王。
Not only the nature in the universe will speak to us that he is the King of Kings.
先知的话语告诉我们说他是万王之王。
Even the prophets will be telling us that he is the King of Kings.
他自己也是显明也告诉我们说他就是哪一位 所要来的基督。
Even he himself, he said that he's the one who will be who is to come.
弟兄姊妹，我们读了这许多的话语。
Brother and sister, as we read all these words,
我们有没有像这几位的博士？
Are we like this few magi?
他不远千里而来。
They come from far away.
他乃是要寻找这位的王。
To search for this king.
他乃是要寻找这位做他的王。
To search for this to be king, king for him.
弟兄姊妹, 我们今天也是需要有这样的心态。
Brother and sister, we need to have this attitude also.
我们是不是让这位我们所相信的主耶稣已经相信了，我们让他住在我们的心中。
For those who have belief already, are we willing to have this king to dwell in us?
或许我们相信他，我们说我已经接受了主耶稣。
Maybe we said we already believe, I already received him as my Lord.
但是我们觉得把主耶稣放在旁边就好了。
But we felt that maybe we can just put Jesus on the side.
我们不愿意让我们的主耶稣来掌管我们的人生。
We're not willing to let this Jesus to control our life.
或许我们的教会常常说，我们乃是要接受主耶稣做我们的王。
Maybe our church would say that we need to receive this Jesus as our king.
但是我们所说的事情，所做的事情，常常是把耶稣放在反角的旁边。
But the things that we do, usually we put Jesus in the corner of the house.
我们要做我们自己所要做的。We
want to do the things we want to do.
我们要计划我们自己所要计划的。We
plan the things we want to.
却没有让主耶稣做王。
We have not let Jesus to become king.
但愿我们今天来到他的面前。May
we come to him today.
在今年的这个圣诞节的里面，我们是不是说，主啊，让你住在我的心中？ 并且做我的主，做我的王。
Are we willing to say in this Christmas, Lord, you can come to my heart to be my Lord and my King?
他是宇宙的掌权者。
He is the ruler of this universe.
他乃是一切国家的掌权者。
He is the ruler of all nations.
他乃是教会的掌权者。
He is the ruler of our church.
他也是你我。 人生的掌权者,
he also the ruler of your life and my life.
让我们伏在他的面前。
May we bow down before him.
所以这几位的博士看见了这个小孩子的时候,
so when this few magi come and see this little child,
他就伏伏地敬拜。
They bow down and worship him.
我们常常说，我们主日崇拜来敬拜我们的主。
Many times we come on Sunday service to worship our Lord.
感谢神今天早上有不少的人愿意来一起来敬拜主。
We thank God there's many of us that come together to worship our Lord.
我自己并没有信心。
And I did not have that faith.
我昨天给我的儿子给我的媳妇说，今天可能最多是100个人。
And I was telling my son and my daughter-in-law that today maybe we only have 100 people.
因为很多人都去退休会了。
Because many have gone to the retreat.
所以人就少了。
So we have not a lot of people.
但是感谢神，我们今天还是有这许多人愿意来到主的面前来敬拜他。
But thank God that today we have all these people still come to worship.
这是一个敬拜。
This is a worship.
这不是说来听那个冯弟兄讲的好不好。
It's not to come to see how good Reverend Feng is speaking today.
你们来乃是真的是敬拜。
You come here to worship.
乃是要服服的敬拜。
You've bowed down to worship.
什么是敬拜？
What is worship?
敬拜乃是尊神为大。
It's to honor God as great.
他是配。
He is worthy.
我是配。
He is worthy.
并且这几个博士乃是带着他的礼物献在主耶稣的面前。
So this few magi come with their presents to give to Lord Jesus.
所以再回头我就说，有人就说只有三个博士。
So we can turn back, some people say there are three magi.
因为在这里有三件的礼物。
Because there are three presents here.
一个是黄金。
One is gold.
一个是乳香。
One is incense.
一个是没有。
And the other is myrrh.
黄金是献给君王的。
The gold is for to be given to the king.
黄金也可以说是献给神的。
And also we can say it's offered to God.
我们若是读旧约的时候，那圣殿的很多的月柜，哪一个桌子都是用金子做的。
We saw from the Old Testament, like the Ark of Covenant and the table are made of gold.
可以说也是神的本质。
It's the quality of God.
他不会改变。
He will not change.
他不会朽坏。
He will not be corrupted.
但是哪一个炉香是献给神用的？
But the incense is to offer to God.
那是在出埃及记做香的时候，一定要有炉香和没有。
In Exodus, it was recorded when we have the incense, must have when we have the offering, we must have incense.
但是没有乃是献给那个救主祭司用的。
And the myrrh was offered to the Savior for the priest.
我们的主耶稣他被钉在十字架上的以后，
As our Lord Jesus was nailed on the cross.
亚里马大人约瑟和尼哥底母，
And there's this Joseph and Nicodemus.
就买了100斤的沉香摩耶稣的身体。
They have this 100 pounds of myrrh to anoint Jesus' body.
这是献给救主用的。
This is to be dedicated to our Savior.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
他不单是君王。
Not only that he is king.
他也是真神。
And he is the true God.
他也是我们的救主。
He is our Savior too.
他只有他配我们敬拜的。
Only he is worthy of our worship.
一切其他的活动，其他的敬拜，都要归于虚空。
All the other worship will go to vanity.
我们真正的敬拜乃是来到他的面前。
The true worship is to come to him.
尊他为大。
Honor him as great.
他是我们的王。
He is our king.
他是我们的神。
He is our God.
他是我们的救主。
He is our savior.
但愿我们能够把主的话记在心中。
May we hide the word of God in our hearts.
成了我们里面的亮光。
To become a light in us.
但愿他的教会也能够注重到他那一个生命的话语。
May his church also focus on the word of life.
这个生命的话语成了我们的指引。
And this word of life will become our guidance.
我们感谢神。
Thank God.
我们在31号的晚上开始到了1月1号的时候，我们有五次的我们许多的同工愿意在一起追求。
We thank God, and starting from the 31st until January 1st, we have five meetings that we can get together and pursue God.
我想我们追求的目的乃是把神的话成了我们内心的哪一个城市。
I think the purpose for our pursuit of God is so that the word of God can become the bright morning star within our hearts.
让这个晨星让能够指引我们的道路。
So this bright morning star can guide our life.
也让这一颗的晨星叫我们更多的认识神的儿子。
So that this morning star can let us know his son even more.
如同施洗约翰这样的做见证说。
It's just like the testimony of the John the Baptist.
我不是基督。
I'm not Christ.
他乃是基督。
He is Christ.
唯独他是主。
Only he is Lord.
唯独他是王。
Only he is King.
唯独他是配。
Only he is worthy.
并且他乃是神的羔羊。
And he is the Lamb of God.
他乃是神的儿子。
And he is the Son of God.
他乃是神的独生子。
He is the only Son of God.
他乃是神的爱子。
He is the beloved Son of God.
他乃是神的长子。
He is the firstborn of God.
并且他是新郎。
And he is the bridegroom.
有一天，你我乃是要成了他的新妇。
One of these days, you and I will become his bride.
我们现在已经许配给哪一位的新郎？
We already been betrothed to this bridegroom.
让我们守住我们的贞洁。
Let's stand firm on our virginity.
好，让他来的时候。可以欢欢喜喜的与他一同进入哪一个洞房。
So when he comes, we can joyfully enter the marriage with him.
那是神给我们的福分。
This is the blessing given to us by God.
那是宇宙当中一个最顶尖的一个例子。
This is the day of the climax in the history of mankind.
让我们低头做祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
慈爱慈爱的恩主，我们感谢你。
Gracious, gracious Lord, we thank you.
你愿意舍弃天上一切的荣华。
You are willing to give up the glory in heaven.
你自己愿意谦卑成了人的样子。
You are willing to be humble to become like man.
你不单是成了人的样子。
Not only to become the likeness of man.
你乃是要成了人最深的形状。
You become the very likeness of mankind.
你也成了世界上最贫穷的人。
And it becomes the poorest person in the world.
因着你的贫穷，好让我们在你的恩典里面得着了丰富。
Because of your poorness that we can receive the abundance in you.
今天早上我们都愿意伏在你的面前。
This morning we want to bow down before you.
圣灵再一次借着你自己的话向我们说话。
May you speak to us through your Holy Spirit, through the Word.
好，让我们说，我愿意开我的心门。
So So that I can say I can want to open up the door of my heart.
我的心中有地方容你可住。
In my heart there is room for you to live in.
主啊，求你进来。
Oh Lord, please come in.
你进来不单不是单单做客人。
Not just to be a guest.
你来到教会不单单是做客人。
When you come to this church, it's not just a guest.
你来到每一个家庭不是单单做客人。
When you come to each family, it's not just a guest.
你乃是要做主人。
You want to be the host.
但愿你增加。
May you increase.
我减少。
And I decrease.
但愿你兴旺我衰微。
May you have even more.
我们都在你的面前服服的敬拜。
And we bow down to worship you.
施恩怜悯我们。
May you have grace and mercy on us.
好让你的名在我们当中得荣耀。
May your name be glorified in us.
奉耶稣基督的名求的。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.